Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise and exalt your name, for thou art King above all else. Hallelujah. And there is none to be compared with you. You are God alone, and we exalt your name. Thank you, because thus far you have helped us from the beginning of the year until now, and we give you the praise. Now, Lord, even as we share just a few words, Lord Jesus, glorify yourself in the message of the Lord, and let the word of God bring light into our hearts, in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to preach my shortest message of the year. Praise God. Now, today, obtaining a good report through faith. Amen.
Amen.
So, we're going to do our report card for the year. You know, well, you know, people get a report card and so forth. When I was little, you know, at the end of the year, we used to get a report card and so forth and see what you got. You know, see how you did. At the end of the semester, see your grades. See how you did and so forth. You know, so that's what we're going to do. So turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10. I'm going to read through very quickly some verses, and then some verses also in chapter 11. And then I will say a few words that the Lord wants me to say. There will be another word that I will say from the Lord after the crossover service. But this one here is a review for the year that is closing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 10, and I will start at verse 35. I'm going to read very quickly. Say, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Amen.
Amen.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, he said, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back. Amen?
Amen.
We are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen.
Amen.
So, now, what is faith? He said, well, now, faith, chapter 11, is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, we've heard that over and over and over. For by it, this is where we are going, for by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Amen?
Amen.
So getting and obtaining a good report through faith is what I want to share with us as we look at the year that is closing. And I will skip forward to verse 32 of the same chapter. And this chapter talks about all the great people of faith, all the great things they did and so forth. I'm going to bring something out here. Verse 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and of Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, and out of weakness they were made strong. They waxed valiant in flight. They turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Even women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and so forth like that. You know, scourgings and moreover bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth and so forth. And all these, having obtained a good report through faith. Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks.
Amen.
They obtained a good report through faith. You know, they received not the promise. There was a particular promise that they didn't receive. I don't have time to go into that particular one. But God provided a better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So God didn't give it to them just yet, you know, but they still obtained a good report. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's take a look at the report. Now I want you to know that your report is being written before God. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, that the books plural, were opened. And there was also a book of life that was opened. But then, you know, the books contained their records like this, you know. And so the question today is, what kind of report is being written concerning you in those books? You know, can you fit into this category of this hall of faith where they can say they obtained a good report through faith? They subdued kingdoms. They did all these great things. But I want to point something out. Let's look at all the mighty things they did. Subdue kingdoms. Quench fire. Stop the mouth of lions. We know that, Daniel and so forth and all of them. And all these great things they did. They were great. But there was another category of people that suffered through patience. But they also were classified as receiving a good report. Amen. Now look at all those people. They had trials of cruel mocking. So it wasn't just subduing kingdoms alone. You know, some people had trials of cruel mockings. Some people had scourgings. Some people had bonds and imprisonments. Some were even stoned. Some were killed. Some were imprisoned. Some were slain. Some were cut asunder. You know, but yet they obtained a good report. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, some people think that your good report is only, you know, when you subdue kingdoms and you do all of these things. Well, not in God's book. God's book, he put all of them, those that subdued kingdoms and those who were slain for the faith that they possessed in Christ, all of them, he put them in the same category and he said they obtained a good report. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you must obtain a good report through faith. No matter what you are going through and no matter what you've gone through this year. Now, check it out. You know yourself. You know, do you think that you obtained that report this year? Were there times when you gave up on yourself? Gave up on the Lord? Not people say that. You know, sometimes people question God and so forth and just give up. They just quit. But the Bible says, quit ye like men. You know, stop all that nonsense. Get up, you know, and move forward. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So no matter what happened this year, I want you to look back and say, well, did I actually obtain a good report this year? Well, maybe you did, and maybe you didn't. You know, but there's always opportunities to look forward. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 12 and Luke chapter 21 and verse 19, these two scriptures talk about patiently enduring. It said, be patient in tribulation. And the other one says, in your patience possess your souls. Amen.
Amen.
You know, so sometimes we're going to have to go through a lot of things. Now this year, some of you have gone through a lot of things, but let's look at the value of patience. Again, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36. We read this already. He said, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. And when somebody believes the promise of God, it is already counted to them for righteousness. It doesn't matter whether they have received that promise yet. We see that in the story of Abraham. He counted God to be faithful on the promise of God. And even though he hadn't seen it yet, he believed God. And it was counted to him for righteousness. It took 25 years afterwards before the promise was realized. But he believed God the day that God spoke it, and God counted it to him for righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
So look back over this year and let's see what you have done. You know, look at it yourself. Bible says, judge your own selves. You know, examine your faith. Examine yourself to see whether you've been in the faith. Have you been in the faith? You know, what is God's testimony concerning you this year? Could God say about you this year that you have kept the faith, that you have not denied the faith, that you have stayed on course, you know, and that you have been fighting the good fight? Have you been doing that this year? You know, just take a look at it. I mean, were you all self-consuming, I mean, involved and self-absorbed this year? I mean, how many people did you witness to this year? You know, how many people did you share the love of Christ with and so forth like that? How many people did you, you know, change by your life? Bible says you are epistles to be read of all men. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, look at what has happened this year and see if you had obtained a good report by faith or not. And then, going forward, make a determination in your heart that you will obtain a good report by faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, when people are praying, this story is in Luke chapter 18. When people are praying and they are asking God night and day, and some of you can think throughout the beginning of the year till now, you've been praying, asking God for some things and so forth, you know. And sometimes it tarries long, you know. But Jesus said, the Lord will avenge them speedily. Amen. Amen. Though he tarry long, in Luke chapter 18, verses 7 and 8, he said, wait for it. The same thing is spoken in the book of Habakkuk. We are told in Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 3, he said, though he tarry long, wait for it. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. Wait for these things, even the coming of the Lord. He said, have patience, James chapter 5, verse 7. Have patience for the coming of the Lord, because the husband man himself is waiting. So we need to wait patiently. Now, this story in Luke 18, which is where we will close today, Jesus said, God will answer them speedily. The people have been praying night and day. So perhaps you've been praying about something night and day throughout this year, but you haven't received it yet. Well, Jesus said, but he closed that story by saying, nevertheless, when he comes, see, you've been waiting, you've been praying for a long time, and at the time that God finally comes to answer your prayer, will you still be at the point of faith? That's what that scripture means, among many other things. Jesus said, when finally he comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Or would you have been given up, and been disappointed and so forth and just left? Most people, they struggle a long time, and just when their blessing is around the corner, they give up. And Jesus said, you've been praying night and day, and God is about to avenge you, but when he comes, shall he find faith upon the earth? Hallelujah. I want you to stand to your feet. I want the praise team to come back up. Praise God. As you meditate upon this, we're about to go into our crossover section, and we're going to go into a time of worship. Have you received a good report? Do you think that you had a good report this year through faith? What kind of testimony can God give about you? What are the writers of God writing in the books about the kind of faith that you had or didn't have throughout this year? So you check that out in yourself, examine yourself and so forth. But above all, let's give thanks to the Lord. You are still here, aren't you? Amen. We are still here, and as long as there is another day, there is hope for a better tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There is always hope for a better tomorrow. And you are going to hear a little bit about that. And I'm going to have something from the Lord after the crossover that we are going to hear. And we're going to do the anointing service also after the crossover. So you stay with us as we praise the Lord now in worship. And we're just going to go this segment into the new year. The praise team will lead us in worship. And I want everybody to join with us.